Guardian Unlimited.
A court in Ghana in West Africa has found two British teenage girls guilty of smuggling cocaine. Yasmin Vatenseva and Yatunde Dia are both 16. They now face up to 3 years in jail. The Guardian's Rachel Williams is at the court in Accra and she's on the line now. Rachel, what did these girls do?
Well, Yasmin and Yatunde were arrested on July the 2nd at Accra's Kapoka Airport when they were about to board a flight back to the UK. They were carrying a couple of laptop bags, one each, which appeared to be empty, but when officials took them inside the bags, well, they first of all found they were very heavy, and then they then cut them open and found 6 kilograms of cocaine between the two hidden in the lining, said to have a street value of £300,000.
And what have the girls' families said about today's verdict?
The girls' families have issued a statement from Fair Trials International, which is the organisation that's been representing the girls. They basically said they're disappointed at the verdict. They said Yasmin and Yatunde are two extremely vulnerable young girls whose naivety was ruthlessly exploited by the men who lured them to Ghana and left them to this terrible fate. And they're basically saying, you know, we understand that the Ghanaian authorities wish to prevent drug smuggling, and it's clearly a problem for them, but they're daughters of the criminal masterminds, which the kind of prosecuting authorities have tried to make them out of being in their minds.
But there's no suggestion that they didn't get a fair trial.
I think overall Fair Trials International have been really satisfied with the process, but they have had some concerns. They said that the court heard that the girls were denied access to a lawyer when they were being interrogated upon their arrest, for instance. And they've also been concerned about what they say are sort of inaccurate leaks coming out from the prosecuting authorities about the girls' involvement and how much they knew about the drug smuggling plot, which obviously the defence team has said they didn't have any knowledge of what was going on, and they were just naive young girls who'd been taken advantage of.
They're very young, Rachel, to have been involved in international drug smuggling. It's an extraordinary case, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I think that's why there's been so much interest in this. You know, for British girls aged just 16, and, you know, that they're from North London, probably haven't seen a huge amount of the world before, and to end up in, they've been in prison now for 4 months or so, being held in Narcotics Control Board headquarters here in a little cell for them, and it's just hard to imagine what it must be like to have that experience. And they actually ended up in Ghana because they were offered a holiday by somebody they met in North London, and they went. And presumably, if the defence is to believe, never had any idea that they'd end up in this situation.
And there's more discussion of today's news every day from 12 noon on Newsdesk. That's Guardian Unlimited's daily news podcast at guardian.co.uk/podcasts.
Guardian Unlimited.